Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for Hastings College basketball here this afternoon. It's the Dort Defenders in town to take on Hastings College in a women's men's basketball doubleheader with a women's game up first. We spent a couple of minutes with Hastings College head coach Jeff Dittman, and coach coming off of a nice win the other night over at Midland, and now we got a busy week this week with three games on the slate.
Yeah, we do. It's I'm glad we've got a home game to start it off with, but it's going to be quite a week for us. It's going to be a great challenge in this second to last week of the season, and three ball games that we should be very competitive in all three.
We still got plenty to play for. I guess we don't have it absolutely locked up yet as a GPAC postseason berth, but we're close, and now we're just kind of working on our seedings.
Well, that's how I look at it, is right now we're not going to compete for the conference championship. Concordia and Northwestern are probably coming close to deciding that tonight in their ball game. But, you know, whether we could get a home game or not is still up in the air. We're just a couple games behind Briarcliff, and Briarcliff has had a little problems lately. So there's an opportunity for that. And even if that doesn't occur, we want to continue to stay on a roll, improve our offense, and really get ourselves ready for postseason play.
So this is maybe a good week to get on a roll. We've got to Dort here tonight, a team that we handled before. We got Nebraska Wesleyan Wednesday, and then we go Saturday to Mount Marty. It's been a kind of a tough place for us to play, but again, it should be a very competitive game.
Well, two of the teams are teams that are below us in the standings at this point. So you would hope that, again, coming home, Dort's got a long bus ride to get here, and we matched up well with them last time, that we could do the same thing. Then you go on the road to Nebraska Wesleyan that on paper should be an easier win, but they had Morningside down by 7, I believe it was, at halftime the other night at their place, and ended up Morningside won, but it was only by 10 points. So they're very competitive, and they have they have a couple of very talented players that give us a hard time. And then, like I said, going into Mount Marty, that's been a tough place for us to play over the last few years. And so this is a week that again, we want to get better at, but it's really a crucial week as far as our postseason, not only in the conference standings, but in the national standings.
Hastings coming off of a win the other night over Midland. You guys fought Midland to a 38-38 tie, and then really battled in the second half, and that kind of destroyed them in the second half.
Well, we had kind of an interesting first half. Most of the time when we were struggling in one phase of the game, it's usually our offense, and the halftime score is about 19-19. And both teams were able to score on each other at will. The first half, we shot 59% from the field. They shot 52%. But in the second half, we clamped down a little bit better, held them to only 20 points, and continued a pretty good shooting percentage. I think it was about 47% in the second half. And what I really liked was that our three-point shooting percentage, which we've talked about numerous times lately, we were 50%. We were 5 out of 10. And so I think that's really a key for our success down the road here, is that we can continue to get 4, 5, 6 threes every ball game.
5 out of 10 against the Midland. We had the same shots as we had before, didn't we? They just started to fall.
You know, we've had the same shots all year. We haven't varied much in the offense. It's just I thought we were very patient that night, and we really worked the ball around. We made the extra pass, and when we took that three, it was usually something that we had plenty of opportunity to get our feet set and really look at it. And then along with that, at 52% shooting, we still had 12 offensive rebounds. So very good offensive night for us overall.
What was the problem defensively in the first half?
Well, I think two things. Number one, my understanding is Alicia wasn't feeling particularly well, and we get very aggressive out on the perimeter knowing that we have a shot blocker behind us. And if Alicia's not feeling well and not mobile, then that's a big difference. And I think it was the first or maybe the second play of the game. Brittany got beat on a drive, and normally that would be a block shot for Alicia, and she just wasn't able to rotate to it in time. So I think that was a big part of it. The second part was she got in foul trouble early, and their post player was really having a great game. Thramer had 15 points at the half, now only finished with 17 points for the ball game, but she really took it to us in the first half.
Frankie Peterson, a good offensive show, 12 points. Brittany Wong had 12. Alicia had 11, and Kaylee Raggett had 11. So it's been a while since you've had four players in double figures.
Again, very good showing, very good balance. You've got two inside players. You've got two outside players, so we were moving the ball around. On top of it, we had another 7, 8 ball players that all had four, five, 6 points. They were chipping in a couple of points. So that's probably as productive an offensive output as we've had maybe since you go back to Dort when we came back January 4th.
All right, it's Dort in here tonight to take on Hastings College. We'll come back and talk about the Defenders as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. Hastings and the Dort Defenders here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. The opposition 5-11 on the season, 10-14 on the season, but they are a very capable coach. They knocked off Briarcliff at the end of January. So in this wild and wacky GPAC conference here, they do have some talent. They couldn't be a force here tonight.
Well, they didn't just knock them off. They pounded them. It was about a 25-point win, and I think all of us in the conference looked at that score that night and thought it had to be a mistake because it was so big. If it had been one basket, two basket, then you thought, well, okay, that's possible. But they really took it to him. And since we've played him, he's made a change of three starters in his lineup. He's went very young. He's got four sophomores and a freshman starting for him now. He's went a little bit taller, took out his 5'11 forward and brought in a 6'2 forward. So they're going to be a challenge for us because they're one of the few teams in the league that really match up with our height inside. They'll have two 6'2 post players inside. And then they have great speed at their point guard. One of the changes that they made was to add a little more speed to their point guard position. So this will be a team that will defend us very well, will rebound with us very well. And so it's going to come down to defenses probably.
Talk about their original lineup and what they got now. Like I said, a couple of changes in the starting lineup. How many problems is that going to create? What problems is it going to create for us?
Well, in the last ball game, we really had good success with defending everything that they did, and then we were able to get out and run with them. By adding a quicker point guard, he may be taking away that option from us. By adding another 6'2 post, now our forwards can't get out quite as quick as they could before. And so that's why I say in two of the phases of the game, offensively and rebounding, he's going to match up a lot better with us. And so now it comes down to whose defense can really force tough shots on everyone all night long. And I think it's probably going to be a low-scoring ball game, very defensive-oriented, and it may come down to the last 5 minutes, just like most of our ball games do.
We had a great advantage the last time inside. I think Alicia had 20 points, 13 rebounds, and had a great night rebounding the ball against this team. Is that going to negate anything that we did there?
Well, one of the things that we'll watch for quickly is they used their power forward last time to do some doubling with Alicia. They did sometimes, they didn't sometimes, and Alicia read it very well. And that's why her scoring percentage, her shooting percentage was so high. But if they bring that second 6'2", now that's a lot of arm length to throw the ball over to get to our open man. So Alicia will get challenged in that way. But if we read it well, then we still should get good quality shots on it. We'll have to watch the flow of the game and see how quickly he goes to the double team.
So this could be a grindabout affair. They average only about 63 points per ball game, and they like to play defense, so this could be a grindabout affair.
Well, they do, and they're long and athletic. That's a challenge. When you're 6'2", and then you have the arm length of a person 6'4", that's a pretty good challenge. And we move the ball pretty well, but we still have to have an opening to see the basket. I think for us, a real big key is going to be how well we control the board, so how well we can get into transition. If we can get him into a running game, then some of those shots are easier to get. But if you get into, like you say, a grinded out five-on-five half-court game, then shots will be tough to come for by either team.
All right, good luck today.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Dort today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beaman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beaman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beaman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beaman's today at 402-462-2311.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting, the beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. The Dort Defenders in town to take on Hastings College here tonight in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. The women's game up first. Broncos come in ranked number 19 in the country, according to the latest NAIA Division II coaches top 25 poll released just a few minutes ago. The Broncos moving up a spot to number 19. Hastings sitting at 16-8 on the season. They're 8-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, coming off of a win last Wednesday on the road at Fremont, winning over Midland University by a score of 76-58. But Hastings has won only two out of their last six ball games. They've also beaten Doan during this stretch, 62-50. They have lost to Concordia, lost to Dakota Wesleyan, also coming up short to Briarcliff and to Northwestern during this streak. So Hastings looking to build some momentum here as we head into possibly the GPAC postseason tournament here in a couple of weeks. Hastings will have three ball games this week, tonight against Dort. Then it'll be on the road on Wednesday at Nebraska Wesleyan, and then will be on the road on Saturday playing in Yankton, South Dakota against the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Dort is coming at a record of 10 wins and 14 losses on the season. They are 5-11 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort has lost three out of their last five ball games, with losses to Mount Marty, also to Morningside, and they're coming off of a 87-62 loss to Northwestern last Wednesday. They picked up a win over Briarcliff, 81-57. That surprised some folks in the GPAC. They also have a win on the road playing at Nebraska Wesleyan, winning by the score of 78-49. So it's Hastings College, and it's the Dort Defenders here tonight at Women's College Basketball, second meeting of the season between the two teams, as Hastings beat Dort earlier this year in Sioux Center by the score of 73-48. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and the bright stars through the perilous fight, all the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof of the night that a flag was still there. Oh, say does the star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free and the
So the singing of the national anthem has got set for basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Again, the second meeting in the season between Dort and Hastings. Hastings played Dort the Wednesday after the first of the year and went to Sioux Center during the weekend, beat Dort by a score of 75-48. We'll give you the starting lineups here tonight. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Dort defenders, they will go with Kayla Brookeyes, a 5'5" sophomore out of Edgerton, Minnesota. She is averaging 5.5 points and 3.1 rebounds per game. Daniel Bone is a 5'8" sophomore out of Sibley, Iowa. Bone is averaging 6.1 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Kara Van Dyke is a 6'2" sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 10.9 points and 6.5 rebounds per game. Brianna Spronk is a 5'11" junior out of Edgerton, Minnesota. Spronk is averaging 9.9 points and 5.7 rebounds per ball game. And then the other starter will be Bailey Spencer, a 6-foot senior out of Prairie Village, Kansas. Spencer averaging 2.5 points and 2.2 rebounds per ball game. Dort is a team that is 10th out of the 11 teams in offensive production in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're averaging 63.6 points per ball game on offense, giving up 64.2 on the defensive end. Dort is number 3 in the conference in field goal percentage at 41%. They're number 9 in three-point percentage at 29%, and number 4 in free throw shooting at 71%. Hastings College will go with Cammie Bruckman, a 5'9" sophomore out of Silver Lake. Bruckman averaging 5 points, 2.7 rebounds per game. Brittany Wong, a 5'3" junior from Carmichael, California. Wong averaging 8 points, 1.6 rebounds per game. Taz Yoring, a 5'5" sophomore out of Sydney, averaging 8 points, 1.5 rebounds per game. Kaylee Raggett, a 5'11" sophomore out of Kimball, averaging 4.9 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. And Alicia Stadler, the 6'1" senior out of Grand Island Central Catholic, averaging 14 points and 9 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank member, FDIC. Hastings College controls the opening tip. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left. Hastings in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson here tonight. Dort in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gold. There's a Brittany Wong with the ball inside the free throw circle. The Raggett lobs the ball inside. It's going to be too far out of bounds. Trying to pound it inside to Alicia Stadler. Alicia had a good ball game against Dort the first time around against this group. 20 points and 13 rebounds. Hastings trying to slide her in there on their opening possession and threw the ball out of bounds. First turnover of the ball game for Hastings, and now Dort will have to come up against the Bronco pressure. The defenders break it easily. There's a pass that's going to be deflected, but it's picked up there by Jamie Cook down on the baseline. A jumper is put up there. No good by Van Dyke, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Down the near sideline, Brittany Wong has got the ball for the Broncos. Out to Alicia Stadler, now to Taz York. Free throw line extended right side. Taz with the ball. Kaylee Raggett out here in three-point territory. Dribbles once against this man-to-man. Over to a Taz York in the wing on the right side. Taz trying to penetrate. Stops at the free throw line. Out to Raggett with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Taz Yorick. Pounds the ball back inside. That's Bruckman. Bruckman tries to go inside. Down to Wong. She loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Stadler at the free throw line. Her shot is no good. In fact, does not draw iron. She throws up a desperation shot to the free throw, from the free throw line. That's a wouldn't go. And Hastings College basically with a shot clock violation there. So it's going to be Dort playing it in here in backcourt. Still scoreless in the ballgame. About a minute and 15 seconds into the ballgame from the Osborne Sports Complex. Van Dyke has got the ball over in the far side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Hands it away now to a Brookeyes. Brookeyes over to a Jamie Cook. Lobs it back over here on the right side to a Daniel Bone. Goes down on the baseline and it's lost out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Brianna Sprong. So the first turnover on Dort. Still scoreless in the ballgame. 90 seconds into the contest. Hastings and Dort in women's college basketball here tonight. Dort is 5-11 in the conference. Hastings College sitting at 8-7. As action gets underway here tonight, these ball games were originally set for Saturday, but were postponed because of the inclement weather. Hastings goes right to work inside. There's Raggett. The shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler up high, drops the ball down low to a Kaylee Raggett, and Raggett scores, and Hastings is on the board by the score of 2-0. Pressure again by the Broncos. Dort breaks it. There's a shot off the short baseline left side. It's up and in. Kara Van Dyke scoring there. She's her leading scorer, averaging 10.9 points per ball game. She gets her first field goal here. It's a 2-2 ball game. Hastings comes back with the ball. Taz Yorick got here at the top of the key. Bounce pass on the wing. Brittany Wong, Kaylee Raggett now with three ball throwing up there. It's good. Kaylee Raggett knocks down a three-pointer there. She's got all 5 points here to get things started for Hastings. And the Broncos are out on top by a score of 5-2. 17:35 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Brick Eyes with the ball. Three-pointer from the left side. It's going to be up there no good. They're trying to save it from going out of bounds. Jamie Cook gets her hands on it. Right into the hands of Cammie Breckman of Hastings. Breckman down the near sideline now. That's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Out on top to Alicia Stadler. Over to Taz York on the wing on the right side. Taz picked up there by Brick Eyes of Dortz. Inside, they get it to Alicia Stadler. She powers her way to the basket. Her shot no good, but she's fouled in a play. So Alicia Stadler is fouled in a play here. The foul is going to go on Jamie Cook. That's going to be her first. That's going to be the first team foul on Dortz. This will be a shooting situation as Alicia Stadler goes to the free throw line for Hastings, a 74% foul shooter on the season. She's 77 for 104 coming to the ball game tonight. Their first free throw of the evening is up there and in. Hastings is a team hitting 70% of their foul shots on the season. That is seventh in the conference. Next shot is up there. It's good. Alicia Stadler bangs home a couple of free throws, and Hastings College is out to a 7-2 lead early in this ballgame. 17:06 to play in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Van Dyke with the ball down in the corner. They get it to Cook. Entry pass deflected. Spronk picks it back up, dribbles down the lane. Now loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. Brianna Spronk dribbling down the paint there toward the goal for Dort. As the ball stopped out of her hands, Dort will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jamie Cook will play things in down here for Dort. Looking, comes way out on top now. That's going to be Daniel Bone with the ball. Bone dribbling out there at the top of the key. Slides it down the left side of the lane. Out to Spronk for three. Shot is up there and in. Brianna Spronk scoring from the left side. That's a 7-5 ball game now. Hastings College with a 2-point lead. Broncos come back with the ball. There's a Cammie Breckman out to a Brittany Wong. Dort still matching up man on man over here on the right side. That's going to be Taz York. Down to a Cammie Breckman. Dribble penetration to the left elbow. Hands it away to Brittany Wong. Inside down to Alicia Stadler. Spins, runs over a, well, we got a traveling violation. Ran over a defender. And taking a hit, and there was a Brianna Spronk for Dort, but a traveling violation is called on Stadler. That is the third turnover out of Hastings already in the ballgame. Laurel Zwiener is down at the scorer's table. She will check into the next opportunity for head coach Jeff Dittman. 7-5 is the score. There's a pass that could be intercepted. Intercepted here by Taz Yorg. She drives, shoots, and scores. Taz Yorg with the interception and the bucket on the other end. The second turnover on Dort in the ballgame, and Hastings College is out to a 9-5 lead here over the defenders. Here's Brianna Spronk with the ball. Out on top now to a Brooke Eyes. Her pass inside is going to be tipped and intercepted. Trying to get the ball inside to a Jamie Cook. And the ball is picked off there. Stadler gets it ahead now to Taz York. Taz on the wing on the right side. Now to Alicia at the free throw line. Dumps it down low. Cammie Breckman drives the baseline. Puts it up there. Left-handed shot. No good, but she's fouled in a play. And Breckman will go to the free throw line here for the Broncos. A foul is going to be called here on Jamie Cook of Dort. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on the defenders. And going to the free throw line is going to be Cammie Breckman. The former Silver Lake Mustang will toe the free throw line here. 71% foul shooter in the season. She's 25 out of 35 coming in here. As Bruckman will have a couple of shots. Her first one is up there and in. Hastings now 3-on-3 on free throws in this ball game. Here comes a Zwiener into the contest now for Hastings College. And coming out is going to be Kaylee Raggeth. So Raggeth, who scores a 3-2. Going to get a quick breather here. 4 minutes and 15 seconds into the ball game. 10-5 is the score. Hastings out on top. Here comes the second shot. It's going to be around the rim. And it falls off no good. And the rebound comes down to Brianna Spronk. Spronk clears it away here on the near sideline. Bringing the ball up is going to be a Jessica Jelsma, who just checked in there. Jelsma comes over to Brianna Spronk here on the right sideline. Good defense by the Broncos. Out on top, that's a Jelsma. Over on the left side to Bone. Down on the baseline, a shot is up there. It's going to be in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's a Bailey Spencer throwing up the ball there for Dort that wouldn't go. Just checked in there. There's Alicia Stadler mishandling the ball left side of the lane. Now the ball is going to be out of bounds here. Right in front of the Dort bench, and they get the ball to Hastings. Last touchdown here by the defenders. That was Brianna Spronk over here for Dort. 15-16 to play in the first half. 10-5 is the score. Hastings out on top of the Dort defenders here in women's college basketball. Brittany Wong with the ball behind the screen from Laurel Zwiener. Moves it to the right side of the floor on the deep wing. That's Taz York. Taz dribbling once, comes out to Cammie Breckman, dribble penetration, stops at the free throw line, comes out to Brittany Wong in 3-point territory, 3 seconds in the shot clock. Here's Breckman for three, shot is up there, it's going to be off of the mark, no good. Rebound is loose on the baseline, Stadler tries to save it, it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Dort basketball. Last touchdown there by the Broncos. So Dort will play things in. 14:54 to play here in the first half. 10-5 is the score. Hastings out on top. The Broncos 8-7 in the conference. Dort is 5-11. Broncos looking for their 17th win of the season here tonight in this one. Here's a Daniel Bone with the ball on the left wing. Comes out between the circles now to Jelsma. Right side to Sprunk. Pounds it down low. That's going to be Van Dyke with the ball. Her pass out on top is nearly into the backcourt. Now it's saved. Now it's into the hands of Brittany Wong. It's going to be a turnover on Dort, their fourth of the ball game. Wong has got it for Hastings to Cammie Breckman inside to Zwiener, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to go inside again. This one's going to be on Bailey Spencer. So Spencer picks up her first personal foul. Jamie Cook got two fouls inside for Dort right off the bat. She's currently on the bench. And now we're going to have some problems over here at the scorers table. Now the clocks are off. All right, we got the clocks are shut off all of a sudden. All the scoreboards are shut off here. All right, so we got a timeout here, a problem with the scoreboard. We've got everything blank up there. We're going to take a break. We're in the first half of play. Hastings College has got the lead. We'll be back right after this.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
All right, play is back in. 10-5 is the score. The Broncos have the lead. The scoreboards are back on. Here's a Cammie Breckman lobbing the ball down low to Taz York. Inside down to Zwiener. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Zwiener goes up. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rims off on the rebound. Comes down to a Jessica Jelsma for Dortz. Here come the defenders back the other way. Jelsma races the ball into the offensive zone. Stomps out here against Taz York. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's Elias Barish who's into the ball game now. Back outside the ring to Bone. Her shot is up there and in. Danielle Bone scoring there, a three-pointer for the Dort defenders. And Dort trailing by 2 points here. 10-8 is the score. Early in the ball game, we're down to 13 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Brittany Wong, dribble penetration, takes it to the lane, then curls back around. Here at the top of the key, Taz York. Down to a Cammie Breckman on the wing, dribbles inside to paint there. Bounce pass out to Brittany Wong, takes it to the free throw line, down to the right wing. They get it inside to Statler, back out to Wong for three, shot good. Brittany Wong nailing a three ball. That's the second trail of the ball game for Hastings College. 13-8 the score now. Broncos have a 5-point lead. Hastings hit 5 out of 10 three-pointers in their last ball game. And that road trip we took up to Fremont to take on Midland University. Here's Bailey Spencer with the ball to the elbow, right side. Brianna Spronk, her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Taz York. Hastings hustles into the offensive zone. There's a Breckman again, comes across the top to Statler. Her pass down low is going to be thrown out of bounds. Trying to get it to Laurel Zwiener. The Broncos throw the ball out of bounds. That is the fourth turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Statler checks out. Here comes Melissa Thompson into the ballgame. Also checking in is going to be Frankie Peterson for the Broncos. Sophia McDermott also checking in. So Taz York and Sophia McDermott out there with Melissa Thompson, also Laurel Zwiener, and also Frankie Peterson. 12 minutes and 43 seconds to play. And now Josie Schaap is going to come down to the scorer's table. She's going to relieve Taz York. So Taz will check out. Here comes Josie Schaap in there now for Hastings College. Schaap, the 5'9" junior out of Hershey, Nebraska, the transfer from Doan. Dort has got the ball. Bounce pass goes inside. We got a kicking violation on Hastings as McDermott got her foot out there. And it's going to be Dort inbounding the ball just to the left of the Bronco bench down here on the near sideline. Kara Van Dyke will play things in. Gets it to Jessica Jelsma out here in three-point territory. They're on the right side to a Brookeyes now. Kayla Brookeyes holding the ball against McDermott. Good defense by Hastings. Gets it away to Jelsma. Jelsma works against Schaub, spins at the elbow. A running one-hander in the lane is going to be no good. Gets her own rebound. Now loses control of the ball and is picked up by Schaub. Schaub has got it for Hastings College. Down the right sideline is Sophia McDermott. Hastings with a five-point lead, 13-8 to score. There's a McDermott dribbling to the top of the key. Two-handed pass comes over here to Schaub. Back outside down to a Frankie Peterson. Dribbles once, now reverses the ball, gets it to Schaub. Dribble penetration into the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down. It's going to be picked up here by Kara Van Dyke. Gets the ball ahead now to Brookeyes for Dort. There's a feed off, driving for the hole. And shot is up and in. Elise Marish scoring there for Dort. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She averages 7.5. That's a 13-10 ball game now. Dort is within three. There's a pass inside underneath. A shot is up there by Peterson. No good. Laurel Zwiener had the rebound. She lost it. It's picked up by Jelsma. Jessica Jelsma now for Dort. Left-handed dribble brings it back into the offensive scoring zone. Hastings College in the man-to-man defense. Here's Brookeyes, and she's fouling a play here. Personal foul is going to be called here on Frankie Peterson of Hastings. That's going to be your first. So 13-10 is the score. Hastings with a three-point lead. Dort's got the ball. It'll inbound again. Right near the Bronco bench down here. That's a Marsh can inbound the ball here for Dort, and she will get things in to Jessica Jelsma. Picked up now by Sophia McDermott out there for the Broncos man-to-man defense. Jelsma moves it to the deep wing on the left side. Now she's in trouble. There's a pass to the free throw line intercepted. Intercepted here by Frankie Peterson. That's the fifth turnover. The fifth turnover on the defenders here in this first half. Sophia McDermott with the ball. Moves it to the wing. Now down in the corner. That's Josie Schaub. Top of the key, Frankie Peterson inside the free throw circle. Over on the left side, down to Melissa Thompson, the Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener goes over to Josie Schaub, and she drives it to the hole and scores. Josie Schaub scores on the play there for Hastings, and the Broncos now have a five-point lead. 15-10 is the score. There's a Jelsma with it now, the deep wing on the right side. Her pass over to the far sideline to Van Dyke. She throws it out of bounds. So Dort throws the ball out of bounds. Six turnovers on the defenders, and Hastings College will play things in. 10:39 to play here in this first half, and now we got a timeout. We have got a timeout. Dort, 10 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 15, Dort 10.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon, this evening on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. The Bronco woman out on top of Dort, 15-10 is the score. Hastings with the ball here on the wing. There's McDermott for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound comes to the near corner. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Dort basketball. So Dort will play things in here in backcourt, trailing 15-10. One other game going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight, a rescheduled doubleheader between Northwestern and Concordia. That game's being played in Seward. The women's game is already underway. That matches up two of the top teams on the women's side of things as Dort turns the ball over again on the far sideline. Concordia is currently 13-2 in the conference. Northwestern just a game back at 12-3. And they are playing tonight in Seward in women's college basketball. Into the ball game again for Dort is going to be Jamie Cook. So 10 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the first half. 15-10 is the score. Hastings out on top. Broncos have the ball now. Sophia McDermott into the offensive zone. There's Josie Schaub. Pass down in the corner. That's going to be Peterson trying to drive the baseline. And she is fouled in the play here. Peterson is fouled in the play as she's trying to move the ball down the baseline. It's going to go on Jamie Cook, and that's going to be your third. So Jamie Cook, who just checked back in there, is going to have to check out. Three personal fouls on Cook in the first 9 minutes and 54 seconds of the ball game. She checks out again. And Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 10:06 remaining here in the first half, 15-10. Hastings out on top. Broncos play things in to a Statler. Down to Sophia McDermott. McDermott comes outside. That's going to be Frankie Peterson with the ball. Over on the wing to Josie Schopp. There's a bounce pass down on the baseline. Mishandled by Thompson. But the ball swatted out of bounds there by Dort. Hastings will play things in. Marsh got her hands on it there for the defenders. Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Sophia McDermott will trigger things in. Here comes Kaylee Raggeth into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Melissa Thompson. 15-10. Hastings out on top with 9:55 to play here in this first half. McDermott with the ball, looking to trigger things in. Does so. Josie Schopp down to Raggeth at the top of the key. Kaylee drives it to the free throw line. Stops there. She's in trouble. Gets it away down to Schopp. Down to McDermott. On the wing on the right side. Entry pass. They get it to Statler. Shot from 10. Good. Alicia Statler scores. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings out to a 7-point lead. Now 17-10. The score here in the first half. There's a Brookeyes with the ball. Deep wing on the right side. Gets it back out to Spronk. Entry pass to get it inside to Marsh. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. We got a foul and a rebound. It's going to go on Kara Van Dyke. A foul on Van Dyke. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 on the defenders. Hastings got only one team foul so far here in this first half of play. 17-10 is the score. Hastings out on top here as the Broncos will come back with the ball. Dort not attacking in backcourt. They'll wait for Hastings to come into the offensive scoring zone. Now they cross the center line. Here's a McDermott behind the screen. Moves over to Schopp. Two-handed pass inside. It's going to be knocked away from Peterson. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch there by Marsh of Dort. Peterson took a spill underneath the hole, but no foul called there. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 9:13 to play in the first half. 17-10. Broncos have the lead. They get it inside. There's a shot by Peterson. It's going to be blocked down. Recovered here by Alicia Statler, and she lays it in. Alicia Statler picks up the loose ball and scores after the original shot was taken by Frankie Peterson. It was blocked down. But Hastings has now got a 9-point lead. Early, we've got another timeout. Dort, 9:07 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 19, Dort 10.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends, the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports bar, 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Three games were played on Saturday despite the snowy conditions throughout the Midwest. Briarcliff ran past Mount Marty in women's play 110-74. It was Morningside 87, Nebraska Wesleyan 77, and Midland beat Dakota Wesleyan 73-59. Hastings playing tonight here against Dort. Concordia is playing host to Northwestern in a battle. Some of the top teams in the GPAC here tonight, 19-10. Hastings with a 9-point lead as we approach the 9-minute mark here this first half. Dort has burned a couple of timeouts. We'll see what they can figure out offensively. Daniel Bone with the ball gets it over to Brookeyes. Entry pass to get it inside to Marsh. Turnaround jumper is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Statler. Two-handed pass comes on the near sideline to McDermott. Gets it ahead now to Josie Schopp here left side of the lane. Out on top, that's Statler over on the right side to Frankie Peterson. Angles toward the bucket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Nobody's going to go out of bounds. No foul. This goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Dort basketball. So Frankie Peterson was angling in from the right side on the wing toward the goal and lost the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Dort basketball as they come back the other way. Here's Brookeyes with the ball. Works against McDermott. Stops at the top of the key. Goes inside. The ball is going to be intercepted. Trying to get it inside to Marsh. And the ball intercepted there by Hastings. 8 turnovers on the Dort defenders here in this first half of play. There's Raggins with the ball at the free throw line. Goes over to McDermott on the wing. Sophia, one dribble. Sends it out to Josie Schopp. Inside, a Statler. Statler comes back out to Schopp. Dribbles to the free throw line. Back out to McDermott. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Sophia now to Kaylee Raggeth. Has the basketball stripped away. And is picked up here by Dort. The fifth turnover on Hastings. That's Daniel Bone with the ball down the right sideline to Van Dyke. Here's a Brookeyes. Her three-pointer is no good. Offensive rebound, Marsh underneath the basket. Gets it out of the wing to Sprong. Back inside. Here's a shot up there, up and in. Tara Van Dyke scoring there. for Dort. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. That's a 19-12 ball game now. Hastings out on top by 7. Broncos have the ball. There's a McDermott over on the wing on the right side. McDermott sends it down in the corner to Frankie Peterson. She holds it, bombs it inside to Kaylee Raggeth. Out to Josie Schopp, cranks up the tray. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound, and it's going to be a foul here. Kara Van Dyke got the offensive board, or rather Brianna Sprunk got the offensive board, but a personal foul that's going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be her second. So Frankie Peterson picks up the personal foul. And Dort has got the basketball back in their offensive zone. There's a Jelsma with the ball. Has it slapped away by McDermott. Jessica Jelsma gets it under control. Goes to Bailey Spencer. Spencer's in trouble. Now to the free throw line to Sprunk. Sends it down underneath. And the shot is up and in. Kara Van Dyke scoring there for Dort. That's her second field goal of the ball game. 19-14 now. The defenders are back to within 5 points. There's a long pass underneath. The shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler scoring there for Hastings. That's her third field goal. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 7-point advantage at 21-14. Matches their biggest lead of the ball game thus far. Pass out near the 10-second line. It's going to be Brianna Sprunk behind the screen. Sends it over in the wing. The ball's going to be intercepted and then lost out of bounds. Courtney Spahn got her hands on it there. Got the ball deflected away but couldn't catch up with it. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Dort inbounding the ball over in the far sideline. 6 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Dort by the score of 21-14. Now the officials are having a conversation here in the backcourt. 6:36 remaining in the ball game in the first half. And now I think they're discussing the shot clock situation. They're going to put 17 seconds on the shot clock. So 17 seconds on the shot clock. 6:36 remaining here in the first half. Hastings going to send in Brittany Wong. McDermott's going to come out. Josie Schopp also checking out. Taz Yorick back in there. So 17 left on the shot clock, and Dort will play things in off of the far sideline. That's Daniel Bone with the ball. Bone comes out here to Brianna Sprunk. Sprunk, dribble penetration down the right side of the lane, goes down in the corner. With the ball down there is going to be a Jelsma. Here's a pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Laurel Zwiener. The ninth turnover now in Dort. Zwiener gets the ball into the hands now of a Brittany Wong as she hustles into the forecourt. Dribbles to the wing. Now to Taz Yorick. Top of the key to Laurel Zwiener. Now to Courtney Spahn. Spahn left side of the lane. Comes out to Brittany Wong at the top of the key. Over to Taz Yorick. She drops it inside. Zwiener with the ball. Now to Raggeth at the elbow. Shot is up there. Or rather by Courtney Spahn. First shot from the elbow is going to be no good. And the ball is brought down there by Taz Yorick. Taz to Brittany Wong. Now to Courtney Spahn here on the near sideline to Taz Yorick. Inside to Zwiener. She mishandles the ball and is picked up here by a Jessica Jelsma of Dort. Defenders come back the other way. Van Dyke has got it back outside. A three-pointer thrown up there. It's no good by Bone. Rebound comes down to Taz Yorick of Hastings. Taz down the right sideline to Courtney Spahn. Spahn dribbles all the way to the baseline and now curls back around over to the wing on the right side. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Wong. Now to Laurel Zwiener. Here's Taz Yorick over here in three-point territory, left side. Out to Courtney Spahn, takes it down the left side of the lane, throws up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around. It comes to the near sideline. It's loose and it's picked up there by Bailey Spencer of the Dort defenders. Spencer gets the ball to Jelsma. Three-on-one coming back the other way. A shot is up and in by Daniel Bone. Bone scoring there for the Dort defenders. That's now a 21-16 ball game. 21-16, Hastings with the lead. There's a Courtney Spahn, comes out to the top of the key to Taz Yorick. Over on the wing on the right side, Brittany Wong, the Laurel Zwiener, gets it inside. The ball tipped away from Sierra Williamson, who just checked into the ball game for Hastings. A turnover in the Broncos, that's their sixth in the ball game. Out on the baseline down there on the left side for Dort. There's a driving layup, and it's up and in. Jessica Jelsma scoring there for Dort. That's her first field goal. And Dort is now back to within 3 points at 21-18. Brittany Wong with the ball for Hastings, dribbling left side of the lane. Bounce pass comes over here to Courtney Spahn. Now to Laurel Zwiener. Again, the ball tipped away from Sierra Williamson. The seventh turnover on Hastings. And here come the defenders back the other way with a chance to tie this baby up with a three-point field goal. Jessica Jelsma pass out on top. It's going to be Van Dyke with the ball, dribbling against Taz Yorick. Losing down here on the baseline on the right side to Spencer. Skip pass goes over the left wing to Boner. Shot is up and in, a three-pointer. Daniel Bone scoring there for Dort, and we are tied up at 21 points apiece, and now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Dort has battled back from a seven-point deficit here in the first half. We are tied up now. 3 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the first half. It's Hastings 21, Dort 21.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 3:59 to play here in the first half. The Dort defenders hanging right with the 19th ranked team in the country, Hastings College, here this evening. We're tied up at 21 points apiece. Hastings coming back with the ball after Dort has battled back from a 7-point deficit. We're tied up at 21 points apiece. Brittany Wong with the ball to Taz Yorig. Gets it inside to Alicia Statler, who's back into the ball game to Cammie Breckman. Now to Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling out here. Cammie Breckman, high post. Statler drops it down low to Kaylee Raggett down here on the baseline. Goes back inside to Statler. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Now we get a jump ball called. Jump ball is going to be called here. The arrow is pointing in favor of Dort. So the defenders have the basketball here with 3 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the first half. We're tied up at 21 points apiece. Dort can go ahead here with a field goal. Looking for their first lead of the ball game. We're tied up at 21 points apiece. There's a Bone with the ball again on the wing on the left side. She takes off, goes for the hole, and she'll be fouled into play. Bone took it in from the left wing, and she is fouled into play by Hastings. Personal is going to be whistled on Brittany Wong. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Broncos. This will be a shooting situation. As Daniel Bone goes to the free throw line for Dort, she's got 8 points in the ball game, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She's a 64% foul shooter in the season. She's now 20 out of 32. Dort is a team fourth out of the 11 teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference at 71%. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down offensively to Sprock. Her shot for the baseline is going to be up there. No good. Offensive rebound again. That one goes to Marsh. Gets it away now to Sprock. She dribbles underneath the basket. Back out of the wing. The Bone for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Statler. Alicia Statler with the ball for Hastings College. Into the forecourt now is going to be Brittany Wong. Bounce pass goes over on the wing on the right side to Taz Yorg. As a Taz holds the ball, now she's being pressured out there. Taz, bounce pass to the free throw line to Statler, and a tweet of the whistle, and a foul is going to be called. An elbowing foul inside on Hastings is going to go on Raggett. Kaylee Raggett picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number four on the Broncos. We are tied up at 21 points apiece here in the first half with 2 minutes and 45 seconds remaining. End of the fourth quarter is going to be Daniel Bone for Dort. He sees saves with their man-to-man defense. There's a Brookeyes with the ball, picked up by Taz Jorg. Out between the rings again to a Brianna Sprunk. Sprunk sends it over here on the wing to a Spencer. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Statler of Hastings. Alicia with the ball, now to Taz Jorg. Taz down the right sideline. Right-handed dribble comes into the offensive scoring zone. Dribbles to the top of the key. Sends it over on the wing to a Brittany Wong. Dort is now in a zone defense here. A zone defense with about 2 minutes to play in this first half. Alicia Statler has got it. She puts it up there left-handed and scores. Alicia Statler already in double figures. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. Hastings now with a two-point lead, 23-21. Just by the two-minute mark. There's a Daniel Bone. They get it on the high post. That's a Marsh. Dribbles into the paint. Puts up a shot over Raggett. Off of the right side. No good. Kaylee Raggett grabs the rebound for Hastings. Raggett streaking it out of the way, down the left sideline, stops and gets it to a Brittany Wong. Then over on the wing on the right side to Taz, lobs it inside to Statler, and she's fouling a play. So now Hastings going to work inside. Alicia had such a big ball game the first time around, 20 points and 13 rebounds. And now Hastings going right back to work inside. That's Eliza Marsha. Marsh picking up the personal foul. Eliza Marsh for Dort. That's going to be her first. Alicia Statler to the free throw line for Hastings. She's got 10 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2. From the free throw line, her shot is up there, it's good. And in the defenders now, it's going to be Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke checks back in with 1:38 to play here in the first half. Hastings back out to a three-point lead, 24-21. Here's the next shot by Statler, is up and in. 25-21, Hastings Back out to a four-point lead. There's a Daniel Bone as he brings it across the midcourt stripe here. Goes over on the wing. Free throw line extended. Brianna Sprock has got it. Now she's tied up on the play. Tied up on the play there by Breckman of Hastings as Brianna Sprock is tied up there. That's the 10th turnover on Dort as the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Broncos will get it here with a minute and 29 seconds to play. In the first half, it's a 25-21 ball game. The Broncos have the lead. There's a Brittany Wong with it now at the top of the key. Stops now, lobs it down low. That's Kaylee Raggett. Grabs it, shoots and scores. Raggett grabs it there on the assist from Brittany Wong. And now here's a turnover in backcourt on Dort. Somebody stepped over the line down there for the defenders. So Dort turns over for the 11th time. Hastings with a six-point lead, 27-21. Hastings will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. That's Cammy Breckman to play things in. Gets it to Raggett here, left side of the lane. Right at the elbow. Raggett, now we got a blocking foul inside. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Breckman. Cammy Breckman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number five on Hastings. And Dort will come back the other direction with 68 seconds to play. In the first half, it's a 27-21 ball game. Dort within 6 points. Hastings beat this team earlier this year, 75-48, in early January in Sioux City, or rather in Sioux Center. Dribbling of the ball for Dort is going to be Bailey Spencer. Comes over here in the wing to Brookeyes, looking to penetrate against Taz Yorey. Can't do it. Now Taz tips the ball away. The scramble is on. We've got a jump ball called down there. Taz Yorey getting a jump ball as the scramble is on, but this time the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Dort. So the defenders will maintain control here. 44.6 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings 27, Dort 21. Dort will play it in from deep in the left corner. Brianna Sprunk will trigger things in for the defenders. Comes out here on the wing to a Brookeyes. Picked up there by Taz Yorick. Entry pass to get it inside to Spencer. She goes for the hole. Shot over Statler is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Her long pass ahead is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Brianna Sprunk. Now with 30 seconds to play. Here's Brookeyes for three. Shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, good. Bailey Spencer all alone grabs the offensive rebound and puts it down through the hole, 27-23. Hastings down with a four-point lead. Broncos with the ball with 18 seconds to play here in the first half, and Brittany Wong has it tipped out of her hands there by Brookeyes of Dort. So Hastings College will play things in off of the far sideline. Cammy Breckman will trigger things in. 15.8 seconds to play. Officially here in the first half. They get it to Taz Yorick. Now to Kaylee Raggett. She drives toward the hole. Her left-handed layup is up there. No good. Rebound Statler. She wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's still loose. Here's Raggett. She goes for the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Raggett scores there for Hastings. Inbounds pass against the Brookeyes. And the half is over as Hastings scores there. They're making a six-point ball game here at halftime. So we have reached halftime of women's college basketball action here tonight from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The score is Hastings College 29, Dort 23. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're in halftime of our women's basketball game. Hastings College out on top of the defenders of Dort by a score of 29-23. Hastings jumped out early on Dort. Built a 10-5 lead in the first 5 or 6 minutes of the ball game, but Dort came back, pulled within 2 points at 10-8 with 13:30 remaining in the first half. Hastings building a 9-point lead, their biggest lead of the ball game at 19-10. But Dort comes back to tie things up at 21 points apiece with 4 minutes to play in the first half. And the Broncos then outscoring Dort the rest of the way. A margin of 8-2. And Hastings will have the lead here at halftime by 6 points at 29-23. Scoring in the ball game for Hastings, Kaylee Raggett has got 9 points already in the contest. She's got a three-pointer and 3 2-point field goals. So Raggett has got 9 points here at halftime. Alicia Stadler is leading the way for the Broncos. She has got 12. Stadler has got 4 field goals. And she is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Stadler with 12 points for Hastings. Kaylee Raggett has got 9. The other scorers for the Broncos, we got Brittany Wong with 3 points and a three-pointer. Taz York has got hit a field goal for 2. Josie Schamp has got a field goal and 2 points. And Candy Breckman, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1. Hastings College hitting 5 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Dort is being led by Danielle Bone. She has got 8 points in the ball game. Bone has knocked down 2 3-pointers, and she's got a 2-point field goal. She is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line, so Bone leading the way with 8. Brianna Spronk has got 5 points on a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. 4 points from Kara Van Dyke on a couple of field goals. Elise Marsh has got 2 points on a field goal. And Bailey Spencer has got a field goal and 2 points. Dort is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. So our score is 29-23. Hastings College with a lead over the Dort defenders. Shooting numbers in the first half. Hastings College hitting 11 out of 24 from the field for 45.8%. Dort is 10 out of 25 from the field for 40%. Hastings hitting 2 out of 5 on 3-pointers for 40%. Dort is 3 out of 8 on 3-pointers for 35%. Hastings again 5 out of 6 from the free throw line for 83%. Dort has missed both of their opportunities here in the first half. Hastings out rebounding Dort 16-11, including 5-4 on the offensive end. Hastings has turned the ball over 10 times here in the first half. Dort has got 11 turnovers. The Broncos have got no block shots and 7 steals already in the ball game. Dort has got 1 block shot and 6 steals. Hastings with a lead over Dort at halftime of our women's college basketball game tonight to score 29-23. And the rest of the games in the G-PAC all played on Saturday with the exception of the Northwestern Concordia doubleheader. That one is going on tonight in Seward between the Red Raiders and the Concordia Bulldogs. The other 3 games all played on Saturday. On the women's side, Briar Cliff over Mount Marty, 110-74. Morningside over Nebraska Wesleyan, 87-77. Midland beat Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 73-59. So Concordia has got the lead on the women's side of things and the G-PAC at 13-2. Morningside just a game out at 14-3. Northwestern is at 12-3. Briar Cliff is at 11-5. Those are the top 4 teams. Mount Marty is in there in 5th place at 9-7. Hastings is 6th at 8-7, followed closely by Doan at 7-9. Dakota Wesleyan and Dort right now tied for the number 8 spot in the conference at 5-11. They've got Midland at 2-15 and Nebraska Wesleyan at 2-15. Remember, the top 8 teams will qualify for the GPAC postseason tournament that's underway in a couple of weeks. So Hastings right now sitting in a fairly decent shape as they're sitting in 6th place now in the GPAC with a chance to move up tonight with a win over Dort. 29-23 is the score. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Coming up, we're going to have the Scholar Athlete of the Week at Hastings College, and then Tyson Evronik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool
a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for, and from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is basketball star Cammy Bruckman. Cammy, a sophomore from Roseland, Nebraska, is a math education major with a 3.63 GPA. She has appeared in all the games for the Broncos this season. She's averaging 5.1 points a game and 2.7 rebounds. In the classroom, Cammy is a member of the Dean's List, and in her free time, she enjoys being with friends, family, and relaxing. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Cammy Bruckman. The Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by Rogers Incorporated, Better Service Focused Business, 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Vronick with you. Our guest this evening will be the track and field coach for the Hastings College Broncos. It is Kendrick Clay. Coach Clay, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about as the Broncos are well underway in their indoor track and field season. So far, from everything I've been hearing, a pretty successful start for the Broncos.
Yeah, we're really pleased. Have had some great marks and some school records in the sprinting events, the throws, the multi-events are going well, and some of our distance runners are coming along quite nicely.
Mm-hmm. Talk from the throwing perspective. From what I've heard, you got some guys that are getting pretty close to some national marks there.
Yeah, Gabe Wickham, if he matches his current personal best and school record, if he matches that at the conference and national meets, he will have the national record and conference record. So he's leading the country right now by just under 9 feet. This person in second is his teammate, Cody Weber.
Mm-hmm. And talk just a little bit about let's talk track and field in specifics. The common man might think of track and field as what they see on TV, the 100-meter sprints and the world records broken by Usain Bolt. But there's a lot of different facets that go into track and field.
Yeah, jokingly we call it organized chaos. You've got a number of sprinting events. Indoors you have a large number of middle distance events, the 400, 600, 800, 1,000 distance medley relay, 4x800 relay. I mean, there are a lot of events in addition to the field events like long jump, triple jump, high jump, pole vault. And then you have the all-around athlete, the person that competes in the pentathlon or heptathlon where they're doing all, some field, some sprinting, and a middle endurance race. So it's really unique, and it's kind of neat to see athletes with different attributes all on the same team.
Now, we mentioned a little bit about the throwers a little bit earlier, but so far in the indoor track and field season, who's really came out and been a leader for you guys?
I would say with their approach, our throwers have consistently led. With the success and how they handle high-pressure situations. Ronnie Taylor has really stepped up this year. We're holding him out this weekend just to protect him because he's a little sore, but his leadership, not just with his performances, but his actions at practice, he's really helping the coaching staff develop some of these other athletes. He's really helping us lead the charge. He's done a great job.
Mm-hmm. Once again, we're talking with Coach Clay, the track and field coach for the Hastings College Broncos. And Coach Clay, let's take a look at the calendar here. What are some upcoming dates that you have circled that are going to need the Broncos to get big performances out of?
Well, we have our GPAC Conference Indoor Championships on the 17th and 18th. there in Lincoln, Nebraska at the Devaney Center. That's one we're gearing for. Our national meet will be in Geneva, Ohio, the first weekend in March. So that's our main focus right now is gearing up for those, getting kids into the meet, sharpening kids, and having everybody is at 100% for those meets.
Let's talk about the differences between indoor track and then the events that are outdoors. Talk just a little bit about the differences and the different approaches you have in those.
Well, you have some different disciplines. Obviously, the indoor weight throw is good preparation for the hammer throw, but you don't have anything that's really close to the javelin throw,
right,
which is an outdoor event. The 400 hurdles, you know, typically your 400 hurdlers are good, you know, 400 or 800 meter runners. You know, so you'll have some athletes that are competing in those events indoors, the middle distances, that might be running the 400 hurdles outdoor. That's the difference. Our heptathletes become decathletes, and so we add more throwing events to that. Plus, the long distance kids, sometimes you have a kid that a 3,000 meter race isn't quite long enough for their abilities. So, you know, having the 10,000 meter race outdoor being more of an endurance race, that may be more suited. So those are just a few of the things that are different. Obviously, the most significant difference is you battle the elements a little bit, which are obviously the same for everyone, but indoor track, the nice thing is you're not worried about how the wind's going to affect a race or the temperature. Although this week, you know, we're, you know, battling some snow, mm-hmm. And that affects us getting to and from. Obviously, during competition, weather is not a factor indoors versus outdoor.
Okay, well, as we wrap this up, Coach, just talk a little bit about the outdoor season. When's everything going to be getting started?
Well, we'll host the first outdoor meet on the weekend of March 30th and 31st. We'll start off there, and then a few days later, we'll go over to Concordia to have a midweek meet for Easter weekend, so we can let our kids go home for Easter. And it's a pretty condensed schedule. You know, our first meet is March 31st, and our conference championship is the first weekend in May. So, you know, you have to really, you know, the work is pretty much done by the time you get going, and you just sharpen and stay healthy.
Once again, that's head coach Kendrick Clay with the Hastings College track and field team. Coach, we wish the Broncos continued success so far in this indoor track season and success once the outdoor track season rolls along. But thank you for taking a few minutes and joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight.
No problem. My pleasure.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. The Hastings College women out on top of the Dort Defenders, 29-23 here at the break as we get ready for the second half. Hastings is led by as many as 9 points here in this first half. So play is back in, second half underway. There's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right. Alicia Stadler, top of the key, comes across the top to Taz Yorig. Now to Cammie Breckman, fakes the three, dribbles it to the free throw line, gives it up now to Brittany Wong, takes off down the right side of the lane, scoop shot is up there, it's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Dort. That's Brianna Spronk with the rebound. Spronk drives it back the other way, her shot is up there and in. Brianna Spronk scoring there for Dort. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, and the defenders are back to within four. 29-25 the score. Dort is in a man-to-man defense to begin the second half. He sings with the ball. Kaylee Ragoth has got it on the wing on the left side. Ragoth comes out to Alicia Stadler, now across the top to Taz Yorig. Brings it back to the wing on the left side to Cammie Breckman, now to Ragoth again. Top of the circle. Ragoth moves it back on the wing. That's a Cammie Breckman. Breckman takes it to the free throw line, dumps it down low. Stadler grabs the ball, goes up, shoots and scores. Alicia Statler now with 14 points in the ball game. Cammy Brunklin gets the assist there, and the Broncos go out on top by 6, 31-25. Dort back in their offensive zone. Daniel Bone has got it now. Over to Brookeyes, dribbles it down the right side of the lane and a traveling violation. Brookeyes has whistled for the travel. That's 12 turnovers now on Dort in the ballgame. Hastings had 10 in the first half. Broncos have a 6-point lead. It is 31-25. This is the pace that Dort likes to play. They average 63 points per ballgame on offense. Jeff Dittman did not want to get into a grinded out affair here tonight, but that's what he's getting here. There's a long range three put up there and in. 3-pointer. Brittany Wong scoring. That's her second tray in the ballgame. Hastings now with three three-pointers here in this ball game thus far. And Hastings back out to a 9-point lead again at 34-25 with 18 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Here's Dort working it inside to Cook, and her shot is up and in. Jamie Cook scoring there. That's her first field goal. 34-27. Hastings now with a 7-point lead. Wong brings it back with a right-handed dribble. Comes down the near sideline to Taz Yorick. Taz holds it. Now to Bruckman. Fakes the three. Dribbles it into the paint. Contact made. Foul called. Bruckman is fouled in the play. The personal foul is going to go on Brianna Spronk. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number one on the defenders here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side. Bruckman gets it into Taz Yorick. Takes the ball into the paint. Forces up a shot. It's up there. It's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to the Dort defenders. That's a Brianna Spronk. Long pass down to Florida Van Dyker. Shot no good, and she's fouling the play. Fouling the play by the Broncos. Getting back there. It's going to be Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong picking up the personal foul for Hastings. And going to the free throw line. There for the Dort defenders. It's going to be Van Dyken. Her shot is up there. It's good. Van Dyken, 87% foul shooter in the season. She is number two in the conference this week in free throw percentage, hitting 51 out of 58 coming in here. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, making 6 as that one goes down through the hole. That's only the third and fourth free throws that Dort has fired up tonight. They're now 2 out of 4 from the stripe. And the defenders are trailing Hastings by a score of 34-29. Sophia McDermott with the ball. Now to Taz Yorick over in the wing on the left side. That's Cammie Bruckman. Moves it down on the baseline. That's Kaylee Raggett. Her pass back out of the wing is deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it back into the hands of McDermott, but the ball tipped out of there by Brookeyes. Hastings College will play things in with 16 seconds left in the shot clock. Cammie Bruckman will get it in. The Taz Yorick on the wing on the left side. Taz dribbling with the ball. Comes out between the circles now to Sophia McDermott. Drives it to the elbow. They're on the right side of the lane. Entry pass. They get it inside down to Statler. She works down lower. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. Picked up by Statler. Back out to McDermott for three. Shot is up there. A shot clock violation. It does not draw iron from the top of the key. In fact, a couple of feet beyond the three-point arc there. An air ball thrown up as the shot clock was expiring for Hastings. So it's going to be Dort basketball as they come back the other direction. This is going to be Daniel Bone with the ball now for Dort. Dribble penetration, kicks it back out. A three-pointer put up there by Cook, and she's fouling the play. Jamie Cook throwing up a three over there from deep in the right corner, and she's fouled on the play. The foul is going to go on Elisa Stadler. That's going to be your first. So three shots here from Jamie Cook. There's a 66% foul shooter in the season for the defenders. And Dort as a team is hitting 71% from the free throw line. Shot is up there by Cook. It's going to be good. And Hastings now with a 4-point lead at 34-30. Dort has scored the last 5 points here in the ballgame. Here comes the second. It's up there and in by Jamie Cook. And in the ballgame now, Jessica Jelsma for the defenders. And going out will be Caleb Brookeyes. 34-31. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Here comes the second shot here. Her third shot from Cook. It's up there. It's around the rim and down. So 3 out of 3 from the free throw line for Jamie Cook. And the defenders have cut the Hastings lead down to 2 points now at 34-32. Here's Cammie Bruckman on the wing for Hastings as Dort stays with their man-to-man defense down on the baseline. The ball's going to be tipped away from Raggett. That is going to be picked up here by Dort. That's Van Dyke with it now. Van Dyke gets into the forecourt to Jamie Cook. Cook into the hands of Jelsma. Gets it back to Cook. Drives it down to the baseline. Here's a foul. It's going to be called on Statler again. Jamie Cook taking it right to the hole. And Alicia Statler picks up her second personal foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be Jamie Cook. 16:38 to play in the ball game. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Cook to the free throw line. Her son is up there and in. She'll have one more. Here comes Statler out of the ball game. Bruckman is going to check out. Courtney Spahn is going to check out. Also coming in is going to be Laurel Zwiener. 34-33 now. Dort has got a one-point deficit. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in. We're tied. We are tied up at 34 points apiece with 16 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the ball game. The Broncos come back with the ball. Raggins has got it. Two-handed pass goes to Taz. Inside is Zwiener. She mishandles the ball and is picked up here by Dort. Cook has got it on the Hastings College turnover, the Broncos' 12th turnover in the ball game. Now Dort has a chance to pull ahead. Here's Cook with the ball just inside the three-point circle. Trying to drive it. Goes down in the corner to Jalsma. She drives it into the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener grabs the ball here for the Broncos. Gets it away now to Sophia McDermott. Hustles into the forecourt. Down in the corner to Taz. You are going to foul. Is going to be called. Taz sending the ball inside. And a personal is going to be whistled on Kira Van Dyke. That's going to be her second. End of the ball game now for Dort is going to be Bailey Spencer. Spencer comes in. Here comes Brianna Sprock out of the ball game. For the defenders, Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 16:05 remaining here in the ball game. It's 34-34. They get a fresh shot clock here as Hastings will play it in from underneath their own hole. Courtney Spahn comes out to Kaylee Raggett. Her shot for three. Rims off, no good, and a foul is going to be called on the rebound. A push underneath is going to go on Courtney Spahn. That's going to be your first. So the Broncos already with four team fouls here in the second half. Dort has got two. We're tied up at 34 points apiece with 16 minutes to play here in the ballgame from the Osborne Sports Complex. We've got the Bins game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Here's Danielle Bone with the ball, top of the key. Gives it over to a Jamie Cook. Her shot for three is up there. It's around the rim, falls off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Yorick for Hastings. Yorick gets the ball down to McDermott. Now a traveling violation is called to McDermott. Coming over here defensively, Jessica Jelsma and Sophia got the happy feet as she receives the pass here, and that's the 13th turnover on Hastings. Wong comes in. McDermott checks out. Josie Schaap is going to come in. Taz York is going to check out. Laurel Zwiener is going to come out as well. Here comes Melissa Thompson. 21. Kaylee Raggett is also going to check out for Hastings. So Thompson and Statler, Brittany Wong, Spahn, and Josie Schaap out there for the Broncos in a tie ball game at 34 points apiece. Bailey Spencer comes in the near sideline. They get it to Bone, now inside at the elbow. That's going to be Jamie Cook. On the right side, there's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Bailey Spencer. Rebound is loose, and it's going to be picked up here by Statler. Statler's got the ball for the Broncos, hustles into the forecourt. Courtney Spahn in the wing on the left side, comes out on top now to Josie Schaap. Schaap dribbling, comes to Brittany Wong. To the free throw line to Thompson, dumps it down low. That Statler goes up. Her shot's going to be blocked down, and a foul is going to be called. Statler goes up for the shot. It was rejected, but a personal foul called here on Dort. That's going to go on Kara Van Dyke. That's going to be her third. So now Jamie Cook has got three. Kara Van Dyke with three fouls for Dort. Nobody more than two for Hastings. Statler goes to the free throw line for two shots. Her first one is up there is good. Statler now 5 out of 5 on free throws here tonight. She's got 15 points in the ballgame. Statler, the seventh leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, averaging 14.7 points per ballgame. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in. Statler was 16 in this one. And Hastings back out to a two-point lead, 36-34. Jonesma has got the ball now for Dort. Starts off right, now left. Hands it away to Spencer. Out on top to Jamie Cook. Now to Marsh at the elbow. Her pass down inside is going to be deflected out of bounds. Melissa Thompson got her hands on it there for Hastings. It's going to be Dort inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 14:50 remaining here in the ball game. Hastings 36, Dort 34. The defenders will play things into the near side. Bailey Spencer comes out on top. That's Cook. Hammers the ball down low. That's Marsh. Has the basketball stripped away. And is picked up here by Melissa Thompson. Turnover number 13 on the defenders. Hastings with the ball. Josie Schaap has got it now. Schaap goes to Brittany Wong over on the left side to Courtney Spahn. Courtney thought about the three, dribbles down on the baseline, reverses, and gets the ball out here to Josie Schaap. Now down in the corner to Spahn. Courtney goes inside to Statler. Right at the elbow, Statler dribbling with the ball, hands it away now to Brittany Wong. Free throw line jumper put up there and in. Brittany Wong now with 8 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 38-34 advantage over Dort. Danielle Bone has got the ball. Bone down to Jalsma. Between the circles, takes it to the left side of the floor. Picked up here by Schaap of Hastings. Down on the baseline to Marsh. Comes back out of the wing to Spencer. Cross court goes to Bone. Takes it down in the baseline. Now stops her pass out of Thompson. Going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Thompson. She streaks the other way. Her shot is up there. Misses the layup. Rebound is loose. Josie Schaap has got it. Her shot's going to be blocked down. And the ball recovered by Jamie Cook. And the Broncos tip the ball away again. They tip the ball away from Jelsma. Another turnover on Dortz. Hastings has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Spahn to Thompson. Inside now to Stadler. Her shot is up there and in. Alicia Stadler now is 18 points in the ball game. And now Dort wants to call a timeout. Hastings has opened up a 6-point lead after Dort came back to tie things up at 34 points apiece. So Hastings now with a lead. We got 13 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the basketball game. The score is Hastings 40, Dort 34.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 13:30 remaining, 40-34. Hastings with a lead. Tomorrow night we'll have high school basketball action for you from Adams Central High School. The two crosstown rivals get together as St. Cecilia will battle the Adams Central Patriots tomorrow night in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. 9:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the girls' ball game, 7:45 for the guys. Adams Central playing host to Hastings St. Cecilia tomorrow night. We'll have it right here on 1230 KHIS. Jessica Jelsma has got the ball now for Dort to Van Dyke. Down the right side of the lane, there's a pass that can be deflected. Sprunk had it, but her pass was deflected out of bounds. It was kicked out by Hastings, so the Broncos will stay here on defense. Jamie Cook will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hastings has scored the last 6 points in the ball game after Dort came back to tie things up. They get it inside to Van Dyker. Shot to be blocked down by Stadler. Alicia gets the ball. There's a pass down the floor to Wong. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Thompson. The ball knocked out of her hands. The scramble is on. Now we got a jump ball called. Hastings again with an opportunity there to score and couldn't score it. Got a jump ball called on the rebound. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Dort, so the defenders we'll play things in here in backcourt. 13:07 left in the ballgame. Hastings 40, Dort 34. Back with the ball is going to be Jessica Jelsma now for Dort. She brings it into the offensive zone. There's another pass in the high post. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Schaap. She drives. Her shot is up there in. Josie Schaap gets the steal. She gets the field goal on the other end. Dort having all kinds of problems offensively as of late. 16 turnovers on the defenders. Hastings has scored the last 8 points in the ballgame, 42-34. Dort again with the ball under offensive zone. On the wing, here's another pass deflected out of bounds. That time's Courtney Spahn got her hands on it there. As the pass was out of the hands of Kara Van Dyke. It'll be Dort playing it in on the far sideline with 12:38 remaining. Here in the ballgame, Hastings has built an 8-point lead at 42-34. End of the ballgame now is Daniel Bone for a so Dort will play things in. Here's Bone out here in three-point territory. Across the top to a Brookeyes. Brookeyes dribbling down the left side of the lane. Stops. Comes out on top. There's Van Dyker shot for three. Good. Kara Van Dyke scoring there. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. Dort back within five. 42-37 is the score. Hastings with the ball. Brittany Wong gets it to Melissa Thompson. Now to Courtney Spahn. Bounce pass out on top to Schaap. Comes across the top. That's going to be Brittany Wong with the ball now, trying to get away. Dribbles to the free throw line, out to Spahn. Fakes the three, goes to Schaap. Now back inside to Stadler, spins. Here's a pass dumped down low to Melissa Thompson. Back out to Spahn for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Thompson. Thompson gets it inside to a Stadler. Stadler gets it away. There's a shot up there and misses. That's Courtney Spahn with that shot there. Now the ball is loose on the baseline, and it's going to be a jump ball down here. A foul is going to be called. So 3-4 players on the deck there, and finally they call a personal foul. It's going to go on Spahn. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 5 of the Broncos here in the second half of play. So 42-37 is the score. Here comes Wiener back into the ball game. Now for Hastings College, and Alicia Statler will check out. 42-37, the Broncos with a five-point lead. Hastings had a six-point lead at halftime, 29-23. There's a Daniel Bone with the ball now for Dort. Comes into the offensive zone. They get to a Van Dyke, now to Brookhise. Down to Van Dyke again. Down in the corner, there's a shot by Bone for three. Is no good. And a rebound comes down to Dort. That's a Brookhise with the ball. Two-handed pass comes out on top. That's a Daniel Bone. Bone brings it back to Brookhise. Lobs it inside, down on the baseline. They get it to Morris. Now down in the corner, there's a shot taken. It's no good by Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets her own ball back deep in the right corner. There's a pass deflected. Josie Schopp has got the ball back the other way. Stops and pops shot good. Josie Schopp now with 6 points in the ball game for Hastings. 44-37. The Broncos now with a 7-point lead. There's a Van Dyke over here on the wing on the left side. Van Dyke puts it on the floor, trying to dribble, and the ball's tipped away again. It's going to be picked up by Brittany Wong this time. Wong comes back the other way, and she can be fouled in a play. The defenders with 17 turnovers now in the basketball game. And now a personal foul is going to be called on the defensive end on Kayla Brookhise. That's going to be your first. That's team foul number four on the defenders. And in the ball game now for Dort will be Marsh, and coming out it's going to be Jamie Cook. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brittany Wong will trigger things in. Wong has got it. Gets it into Spahn. Takes the baseline jumper. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here into three-point territory. There's Laurel Zwiener. Now to Schopp. Brittany Wong. Free throw line extended right side. Wong takes it to the free throw line. Can't put up a shot. Down to Zwiener. To Spahn. Driving the baseline. Gets it off inside to Thompson. And she's fouled in the play as she goes up with a shot. Foul here is going to go on Kara Van Dyke. That's going to be her fourth. Team foul number five on the defenders. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Melissa Thompson. She has not scored so far tonight. 65% foul shooter in the season. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Okay, we'll get one more. Here comes Bailey Spencer back into the ball game now, replacing Kara Van Dyke. Melissa Thompson will have one more. Shot is up there, and that one rattles out of there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Dort. Here's Danielle Bone with the ball. 10.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings with a 7-point lead. 44-37. On the wing to Brookhise. Brookhise dribbles inside the free throw circle. Gives it out to Jamie Cook. Now down in the baseline. Shot is up and in. A short baseline jumper there by Brianna Spronk. She's now got 9 points in the ball game, and Dort is backed in within 5 points. 44-39, Broncos on the ball. Melissa Thompson out of Josie Schopp here on the right wing. Josie with the ball comes out to Spahn. Spahn over to Brittany Wong on the left wing. To Spahn again, right side. Josie Schopp has got it. Entry pass, they get it to Thompson. Down the lane, throws up an off-balance shot, no good. Rebound Zwiener, following shot, good. Laurel Zwiener with the offensive board and the putback, and Hastings is back out to a 7-point lead again. 46-39 with 9.5 minutes to play. Here's a Bailey Spencer with the ball. Her entry pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Thompson comes down with it for the Broncos. Down to Brittany Wong. Gets the ball ahead. Down to Spahn. Inside to Zwiener. Zwiener to Thompson. Shot up there. Good. Melissa Thompson gets the field goal and the assist from Laurel Zwiener. And Hastings College is out on top by a score of 48-39. There's another pass into the lane. It's going to be out of bounds, but it's going to be... Looks like Dort basketball. Somebody from Hastings got their hands on it in there. It's deflected out of bounds, and Dort will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 9 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Hastings out on top by a score of 48-39. Dort will get it in. Left side of the lane. Spencer's short jumper up there. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's going to be picked up here by Statler. Two-handed pass to the far sideline. They get it to Brittany Wong. Hastings back in the offensive zone with a 9-point lead, 48-39. Here's a Frankie Peterson with the ball now. Bounce pass goes inside to Statler. Statler comes back out beyond the three-point circle of Brittany Wong. Directing traffic out here. Comes over to Statler now. Right side to a Frankie Peterson. She holds the ball. Frankie dribbling with the ball. Takes it into the paint. Dumps it down low. Thompson grabs it. And she loses the ball out of bounds. Hastings turns it away for the 14th time in the ball game. It'll be Dort coming back the other direction. 8 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings 48. Dort 39. The defenders with the ball. Here's Danielle Bone. Bone comes over here on the left side. That's going to be Jamie Cook with it. Goes the opposite direction again. The Bone down in the corner to Spencer. Shot for three is up there. Rattles out. No good. Offensive rebound by Jelsma as Dort keeps things alive. Bailey Spencer over in the wing. Penetrates, dumps it down low. Here's a shot by Morris. It's going to be blocked down by Statler. Alicia grabs the ball. Another blocked shot by Alicia Statler. Alicia gets it away now to a Brittany Wong into the forecourt to Frankie Peterson. Here's Josie Schaap, top of the key. Josie sends it down here to Thompson. Drives the baseline, puts it up there. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul called. The shot was blocked there by Bailey Spencer, but I think Spencer's also going to be hit with a personal foul. That's the case. Bailey Spencer picks up her second. Team foul number six on the defenders. And going to the free throw line again for the Broncos will be Melissa Thompson. Thompson hit 65% coming into the ball game tonight, but she's 0 of 2 here in this contest. She'll go to the free throw line with 2 points in the ball game. Shot is up there, and a high arcing free throw misses short. She'll have one more. Here comes Taz York into the ball game. Josie Schaap is going to check out. 8 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in this one. Brittany Wong is also going to check out. McDermott comes back in there. Melissa Thompson toes the mark for her second shot. It's up there and in. That gives Hastings a 10-point lead now at 49-39. So the Broncos have built a 10-point lead. There comes Raggett back into the ballgame as well for Hastings as Melissa Thompson will check out. Hastings leading by 10 points. Here's Dort with the ball. Cook throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound Statler, and a foul is going to be called. Alicia grabs the rebound, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Marsh. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number, what, seven? Team foul number seven on Dort. Now we're going to have some free throws. Or at least a one-and-one situation here for Alicia Statler. Statler's 6 out of 6 on free throws tonight. She's got 18 points leading the way for the Broncos brigade here tonight. Alicia Statler's free throw is up there and in. Statler now with 19 points. She had 20 the last time these two teams played when we met just after the first of the year in Sioux Center. Hastings beating Dort that night 75-48. End of the ball game now. Brianna Spronk. Here comes Kara Van Dyke in. Bailey Spencer is going to check out. Jamie Cook is going to check out. Hastings now leading by 11. It is 50-39. Here comes the next shot by Statler. It's good. So Hastings now enjoying their biggest lead of the ball game at 51-39 with 7 minutes and 48 seconds to play. There's a Dort with the basketball back in their offensive zone. Jamie Cook has got it right side of the lane. Dumps it down low off of the fingertips of Spronk out of bounds. Like I say, it was tipped out of her hands there by Raggett underneath the hole. So Dort will play things in underneath their own basket to the right side. Jamie Cook slaps the ball here, looking for some movement. Gets things in. They get it to a Brianna Spronk. Now back inside. There's a shot taken by Cook. It's around the rim and falls down through the hole. Jamie Cook scoring there. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. 51-41. Hastings with a 10-point lead. Down the near sideline. Josie Schaap underneath the hole there to Frankie Peterson. And the shot is up and in. So now it's a 53-41 ball game. As the ball tipped away, it's loose on the baseline. It's picked up by Statler. Now a jump ball is called. The arrow point in favor of Hastings. So this will be a Dort turnover here, and Hastings will have the ball. 53-41 is the score. Hastings College matches their biggest lead of the ball game at a dozen with 7 minutes to play. The Broncos looking for their 17th win of the season here tonight, their 9th conference win. Frankie Peterson with the ball on the far sideline, still here in backcourt. McDermott gets into the offensive zone as they come to a Taz York. Taz dribbling with the ball, comes across the top to Peterson. Entry pass is deflected away from Statler, and the ball is going to be picked up here by Kara Van Dyke of Dort. Long pass ahead down the near sideline to Jelsma. She holds the ball down in the corner now to Jamie Cook, now to Jelsma on the wing on the left side. They get it inside now to Van Dyke, puts up a left-handed shot, no good, and she's hacked on the arm. A foul here is going to go on Statler of Hastings. Alicia Statler picks up her third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number six on Hastings. And going to the free throw line for Dort is going to be Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with 9 points in the ballgame thus far, and her shot is up there and in. Van Dyke now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Here comes Brookeyes into the ballgame again. Kayla Brookeyes. Going out is going to be Jessica Jelsma. Hastings up by 11 points. It's 53-42 with 6:29 to play. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Frankie Peterson
with a basketball here for Hastings. Gets to the ground, the midcourt stripe. That's a McDermott with the ball. Stomps out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass. They get it to Raggett right at the elbow, right side of the lane. Raggett dribbles down the lane, spins. Ball tipped away. Raggett picks it back up. Out to Taz for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound, and it's brought down here by Brick Eyes of Dort. Brick Eyes away now to Danielle Bone. She hustles into the forecourt for the defenders. Over here to Brooke Eyes. Entry pass to get it inside to Cook. Now down to the baseline. Short jumper is up there and in. Brianna Sprunk scoring there. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. 53-44. Here's a blocking foul in Dortz. Taz York goes down right in front of the scorer's table. She was checked there hard by Brianna Sprunk, who picks up the personal foul. Second foul on Sprunk. This will be team foul number 8 on the defenders. And going to the free throw line for Hastings College is going to be Taz York. York, a 5'5" sophomore out of Sydney, was averaging 8 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. She's got 2 points so far tonight and a field goal in the first half. First chance at a free throw here tonight. This will be a 1-1 situation. Shot is up there. The shot is going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to Sprunk. Brianna Sprunk gets the ball away now to a Danielle Bone down the right sideline. There's a Brick Eyes entry pass down low. Turnaround jumper by Van Dyke is up and in. Van Dyke now with 12 points in the ball game. Dort has cut the lead to 53-46 now, as the defenders have scored the last 5 points in the ball game. Dort now applying some pressure. Here's a Peterson to Taz York down the right sideline. That is Sophia McDermott as they bring it into the offensive zone. McDermott brings it back out here in the three-point territory over to Taz York on the wing on the right side to Kaylee Raggett. Now to Frankie Peterson. Frankie holds it, drives it down the lane. Now to Raggett. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound Statler. Falling shot good. Another offensive board and a putback there for Alicia Statler. She's now got 22 in the ball game. It's 55-46. Hastings now with a 9-point lead with 5 minutes to play. Here's Jamie Cook. She takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Statler of Hastings. Alicia gets it away. Now to Frankie Peterson. Frankie hustles into the forecourt. Stops at the free throw line to Taz York on the wing. Taz holds the ball high above her head. Out here to a Sophia McDermott. Back to Taz on the wing on the right side. Two-handed pass goes inside to a Statler. She grabs the ball, goes to Raggett from the shot. It's up and in. Alicia Statler gets the assist. Kaylee Raggett gets the field goal. Kaylee now with 11 points in the ball game, 57-46. Hastings with an 11-point lead. There's a Brick Eyes of the ball. Dribble penetration all the way to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McDermott. She runs her back the other way. 3-on-2. And now McDermott will hold things up. Wait for her teammates. There's a Frankie Peterson over on the far side. Takes it down on the baseline to Taz. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dort. Running back the other way is going to be Brianna Sprunk. 1-on-2 all the way to the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Brianna Sprunk scoring there. And now a timeout's going to be called by the defenders. 3 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 57, Dort 48.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back on the road with the Broncos on Wednesday night here on 1230 KHAS. We will head for Lincoln on Wednesday. It'll be the Broncos and the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan. Another women's men's basketball doubleheader. 6 o'clock for the women's game. 8 o'clock for the guys. Pre-game show begins at 5:45 Wednesday night. Broncos also playing a game on Saturday up in Yankton, South Dakota against the Lancers of Mount Marty. So the snow we had over the weekend has put Hastings in kind of a bind here. Going to be a busy week this week with games on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday of this week with 2 of the 3 on the road. Next to the last weekend of the regular season is this week. GPAC tournament starting 2 weeks from now. Hastings with a lead here, 57-48 over Dort. 3 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the basketball game. The Broncos facing some pressure back here. Frankie Peterson dribbling the ball, stops, comes over to Laurel Zwiener. Two-handed pass to Josie Schomp, who's back into the ball game. Schomp's pass is going to be deflected, but it's picked up by Thompson down in the corner. Comes back out to Peterson, down to Sophia McDermott. Norton will drop back into a man-to-man defense. They need the ball. They're trailing 57-48. Schomp has got it. Free throw line extended right side. Josie puts it on the floor. Dribbles to Sophia McDermott. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good from three. Ball being tapped around. It's loose. Picked up by Thompson. Thompson goes for the hole. Shoots and scores. An offensive board and a foul shot there by Melissa Thompson. She's got 5 points in the ball game now, and Hastings back out to an 11-point lead. 59-48. Broncos have the advantage with 3:16 to play. They're in the basketball game. There's a long-range jumper put up there in a three-pointer. Brianna Spronk canning that one from the left side. 16 points in the ball game now for Spronk. And Dort is within 8 points. 59-51. Broncos have the ball now with 3 minutes to play. There's a Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener in backcourt comes to a Josie Schomp. Schomp in trouble. Gets the ball away out of Zwiener. Two-handed pass comes to the near sideline. To McDermott back into the offensive zone. McDermott now to Josie Schomp. Holds the ball in front of the Bronco bench. Sends it out on top to Frankie Peterson. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Here's McDermott with the ball. Now to Josie Schomp. Schomp dribbles to the elbow. Kicks it out here to McDermott for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Sophia McDermott right at the end of the shot clock. Hits a three ball from the left wing. 62-51. Hastings with an 11-point lead again. A big bucket there by McDermott. Here's Jalsma with it now. She dribbles across the top. Takes it to the free throw line. Down the left side of the lane. Spins in the lane. Her shot's going to be knocked down from behind and out of bounds. Zwiener getting her hands on it there for Hastings. Cook going out will be Marsh. Into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Statler. Checking out is going to be Zwiener. 62-51. Hastings with an 11-point lead with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Jamie Cook will inbound the ball. Short jumper right side by Brianna Spronk. That's going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought down again by Alicia Stadler. Now to Melissa Thompson. To Frankie Peterson into the forecourt. The Broncos have an 11-point lead. Statler with the ball, top of the key. Comes over here to a Josie Schomp. Free throw line extended to the right side. Schomp dribbling with it. Now picks up the dribble. Sends it to a Melissa Thompson. Thompson holds the ball here. Thompson gets it to the elbow. McDermott has got it. 8 seconds in the shot clock. McDermott backs out into three-point territory. Sends it inside to Statler. Shot is up and in. Nice pass by McDermott. Alicia Statler gets the field goal. Alicia now with 24 points in the ballgame. Her season high this year, 26, that she put up against the Doane College Tigers. There's Jamie Cook to the hole. Her shot is up and in. Jamie Cook got away and took it down the right side of the lane, right to the goal, and scores it. She's got 11 points, 64-53. Hastings out on top as McDermott has got the ball. McDermott here on the near sideline, picked up there by Danielle Bone on the right side. On the sideline is going to be Josie Schomp, dribbling to the ball, lobs it inside again. The Statler shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Alicia knocked down, no foul called. And a rebound comes down to Dort. Here's Bone running back the other way with a minute to play here in the ballgame. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Cook drives it to the hole again and scores. Jamie Cook scoring there. She's now got 13. And now Dort wants to call a timeout. 56.7 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 64, Dort 55.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
So Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Broncos have the lead here, 64-55. Over Dort with 56 seconds to play in the basketball game. The Broncos have the ball. Josie Schomp gets the ball down the floor. That's McDermott. She drives to the hole, puts a girl in the air, and her shot is up and in. Sophia McDermott now with 5 points in the basketball game. A breakaway layup, and the Broncos now have an 11-point advantage. at 66-55. There's the scramble on. It was knocked loose by Schott, but it's recovered here. Long range three by Spronk. That's going to be no good. Ball is loose in the lane. Picked up by Bone. Keeps it alive. Down on the baseline to Jalsmeyer. Reverse layup is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Thompson, and a foul is called. So 27.4 seconds to play here in this one. Foul is going to go on Brianna Spronk. That's going to be your third. Hastings will have some free throws. This is Thompson going back to the free throw line now. Thompson has got 5 points in the ball game. She's 1 out of 4 from the charity stripe here in this one. End of the ball game now is going to be Elise Marsh. End of the ball game for Dort. And coming out is going to be Kara Van Dyke. So Thompson to the free throw line. Melissa Thompson with 5 points in this ball game. Shot is up there. The shot is good. Hastings back out to a 12-point lead. Now it's 67-55, led by 13 for a brief moment back there at 64-51. Next shot is up there. That's going to be short. So a 12-point lead with 25 seconds to play. Here comes Brianna Spronk back for Dort. Stops right at the top of the three-point circle. Over to Brick Eyes on the wing. Picked up out there by Josie Schopp, who's had a good ball game. To Spronk, her shot for three is up there and in. Brianna Spronk scoring there. It's now 67-58. Hastings with the lead. 7 seconds to go. That's a Stanley with the ball here in backcourt. Now to a Josie Schopp, and the white flag is coming up. The Broncos going to win this one. Hastings College is going to win this, baby, after leading by 6 points at halftime. The Broncos will win over the Dort defenders tonight by a score of 67-58. So Hastings College will improve to 17 wins and 8 losses on the season. They improved to 9-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Dort defenders will drop to 10-15 after this one. They're now 5-12 in the GPAC. In the final score on this one, Hastings 67, the Dort defenders 58. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered health care focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. A tradition of respect.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, the Hastings College women's basketball team with a win tonight over Dort by a score of 67-58. Broncos got out of the gates early tonight. Hastings got out to a 10-5 lead in the first 5-6 minutes of the ball game here tonight. Had as much as a 9-point lead early at 19-10. Dort came back to tie the score late in the first half at 21 points apiece with 3:59 to play. And the Broncos had a 6-point lead at halftime. The score was 29-23. Hastings opened up a 9-point lead again in the second half at 34-25. But Dort comes back and scores 9 straight points to tie it up at 34 points apiece with 16:36 remaining in the ballgame. That's the last time we were tied, as Hastings then opened up a 10-point lead at 49-39, led by 12 points at 51-39. Also led by 12 at 53-41. Dort made a little bit of a comeback to pull within 7 points at 53-46. But the Broncos win this baby tonight in women's college play by a score of 67-58. So the Broncos improving to 17-8 on the season, now 9-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort is now 10-15. They're 5-12 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll come back and check the scoring in the ball game as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
And Hastings College wins it here tonight in women's college play. Final score of 67 to 58. Checking the scoring in the ball game for the Broncos tonight. They were led by Alicia Stadler, who comes up with 24 points. She had a double-double tonight, as Stadler also pulled down 12 rebounds in the ball game. So a great performance by Alicia Stadler, 24 points. She had 8 field goals, and she was 8 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight. So 24 points and 12 rebounds for Alicia Stadler. Also scoring in double figures for the Broncos was Kaylee Raggett, as she had 11 points in the ball game, had 1 3-pointer, had 4 field goals, did not get to the free throw line tonight, but Raggett also in double figures with 11. The other scorers for the Broncos, we see Brittany Wong had 8 points. Josie Schomp had 6. Melissa Thompson had 6 points tonight. Sophia McDermott had 5. Hastings getting 2 points apiece from Taz Yorig, 2 points from Frankie Peterson, and 2 for Laurel Zwiener. Cammy Bruckman in the ballgame hit a free throw for 1 point. Dort, they were led tonight by Brianna Spronk, as she had 19 points. Spronk ended up firing down 3 3-pointers in the ballgame, had 5 2-point field goals, also had 7 rebounds. So Brianna Spronk, 19 points for the defenders. Jamie Cook ended up with 13 points, 12 for Kara Van Dyke. So they had 3 players in double figures. Danielle Bone finished with 8 points, 2 points for Bailey Spencer, and 2 points for Jessica Gelsman for Dort. Shooting numbers here in the ball game tonight. Hastings ended up shooting 26 out of 53 for 49.1%. Dort was 22 out of 49 for 44.9%. Hastings College was 4 out of 11 on 3-pointers tonight for 36.4%. Dort was 6 out of 13 for 46.2%. The Broncos 11 out of 17 from the free throw line, 64%. And Dort was 8 out of 11 for 72%. Hastings out rebounding Dort 29 to 26, including 11 to 9 on the offensive end. The Broncos ended up with 14 turnovers in the ballgame. They forced 21. On the other end, Hastings had 3 block shots and 15 steals in the ball game. Dort had 2 block shots and 8 steals. So again, Hastings College, they win it tonight over the Dort defenders in women's college play by a score of 67 to 58. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as the Broncos get ready to face the number 5 team in the nation here tonight in the Dort Defenders. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.